Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit of volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to be here with you. We hope that wherever you are, if it's hot, you are surviving. Cold drink. Excuse me. I choked on
choke,
that.
Choke, if that helps you survive the heat. Choke.
Right.
Choke, but feel free to choke.
You know, do whatever you need to do and do stay hydrated. I'm joined here by my co-host, and we have a shotgun with me on the shows.
I'll have to bring a shotgun on here sometime.
This is Jimbo Baggins. And he is right ready tonight to give you a rebel card reading after you've gotten one from me. Those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live, you are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and you're watching us in action here. So we are going to turn to you, too, as there are,
sure,
you know, kind of a slump in calls.
Yeah, a little break in calls. It happens, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when the weather's wintry, rainy, crappy, cold, you get a lot more calls. Imagine that. You know, in the wintertime, it's dark right now, pitch black in the middle of winter. So.
Right.
Right.
So I just want to remind everyone that I am using ordinary playing cards. Holding them up right now for our show watchers on Facebook Live. This is not tarot, not oracle. Any of the others like Angel. I mean, there's so many beautiful card reading systems out there, but this is not those.
Just buy these at Walgreens.
Yeah. Just
for
regular poker
cards. You play poker with, or, you know, all the million other card games are out there.
All they serve in terms of a reading is as the focal point for intuitive perception. And this is not a special gift. And my grandmother taught this to me. She was very clear that this is a skill. We all have the ability to exercise our own intuition. A lot of us do, without even realizing it. Like here, we heard some thunder a little bit ago. It's been a perfectly beautiful day. But there would be those who would say, you know, something just tells me we're going to have some rain.
In the summertime, you get those blazing days of hot, you get those pop-ups in the evening when it starts cooling.
So
a little bit. Yep.
Doing so would be using your intuition. So with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to Jimbo so he can share with you how to call in and that sort of thing.
Buckle up. All right. That is important, the communications. We are Blog Talk, so that number is 515-602-9676. Call in on your phone. Call in via Skype. You have options. It's a good system. It'll automatically put you on hold. It'll tell you, and you'll hear the show. So you won't miss out. You won't sit there with absolute silence or elevator music or anything like that. You'll hear the show, so all is well. Yeah. And while you're on hold, we actually see your number, and we just see another one just popped up. And then when I see these numbers, just to make sure, because sometimes they don't put them in the proper order, who called first, I track them on a blank sheet. So you will not get forgotten. That is the big key. You're not calling the IRS. You will not go to wasteland there and your battery will die.
IRS?
Yeah, IRS.gov. Call them up.
If you've ever called them up.
Or a lot of other government organizations that you just basically, you call them like 10 minutes after they open and say, we're too full. You have to call back tomorrow. It's like, really? You just opened for 10 minutes and you got so many callers you can't get them all in 8 hours.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not get all off that subject. When we take your call, please get off speakerphone and Bluetooth devices if you can. Can't break laws, can't jeopardize your life if you're driving down the road, even if it is legal. But we could have issues by the time we get the sound on our end. Also, that's the time you're going to want to sit find a good place to sit. Don't be moving around too much if you can avoid it, because that can also screw things up. Background noises, even just the wind, breeze could hit it just right, and that sounds pretty rough on our end. So thanks for you, if you can avoid those things. Sometimes you just can't, and we got you. And I have to go ahead and put this person down, down, down. At least now I can just do one ban and it removes everything in one shot. That's one good improvement Facebook
has. Oh, yeah.
I used to have to do a whole bunch of bans.
When you join us on Facebook here, don't pay any attention to the scammers or what the fishers, what
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, typically they're names that if you had three chances to pronounce properly or your life would end, you'd be dead. Because you can, they're just like letters that they don't even look like a name. But anyway, folks that can't call in, we have Facebook Messenger available. You can messenger us when we ask you to. Don't messenger us just when you're ready, because that doesn't have a hold system.
This is the Facebook portal?
Device.
Or messenger.
Typically, our folks are typically using their phones.
And if we keep it turned toward us, so you don't have to worry. If you're or consider that others around the world would see you, because
and our those are typically our international folks, because that's internet's, you know, the internet's internet, you're already paying for it, so that doesn't cost them anything to actually portal in, as I would say. What else am I gonna say? Anyway, yeah, that would be to Deborah Lee, though. You'd have to messenger Deborah Lee when we open the floor and physically ask for that. Also, for the folks that can't do either, and it happens, sometimes you're at work and you can't just start blabbing away on a reading, but you can type, we'll turn to the folks that are viewing us on Facebook Live that can only give us questions via keyboard. So if you're there and you're like, oh, I can't do either thing, bad, do not despair. Good chance we could go to you guys. Suzanne's here.
Hey, Suzanne. Glad to have you.
Yep. Okay. I think we talked too much. All right, let's see here. Let's take caller number one.
Did you give your disclaimer and everything?
I put it in the room. I didn't.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry. Area code 203, Connecticut, 203. You're the first caller.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your
Thank you.
First... Hi, what's your first name, please?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm calling back. I talked to you last week, so I'm going to try and make this quick.
Okay.
For other readers to sit in. I don't know what to ask, whether to, maybe you could guide me, whether to ask about money. Well, let me just ask about money. It's such a worry. I've got loans out, the size of which I've had before, and looming bills with teeth, dental, and stuff. And then a worry about my car. I found a good mechanic who's going to be expensive.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm glad I found him, but I'm a little concerned of what he's going to find, because he's going to go over the whole car. So I feel I've never been this stressed and had such, you know, huge bills and loans out financially.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. We all know that.
Pat, are you retired now? What's your status? Retired?
I get Social Security, and then I do some dog, you know, walking on the side. Yeah. It doesn't pull in a lot, so I don't make a lot of money.
Okay,
but that's what
I am very glad myself that I'm on Social Security now, and there's going to be a nice hike. Of course, it's not till next year. But I guess it's going to go up 10% because of inflation.
Because it hasn't got to keep doing poopy little raises for 10 years, and then finally they throw a big one out there. The military does that all the time.
Yeah, I really believe people on Social Security and the active duty military, veterans, et cetera, they all should get what they're due. You know what I mean?
That's what the government does to their workers and their peoples.
So I think we could look at money. Now, please, I don't want to get too personal with you about this, but are your loans, are they of like a large amount, or are they, and I'm asking for a very good reason, because if people out there might be wondering, what difference does the size make? Okay, go ahead.
I'll sum everything up for you. the blown engine by my mechanic cost me $4,000. I'm paying that one off. I've got maybe $2,500 left. Now I will have a $3,000 dental bill coming in very soon, and maybe more. I'm not sure. And then taking care of my car, and then fingers crossed, I'll be keeping this car for a number of years. So, that's
well,
it.
I often follow that financial, I'm not sure what her actual title is. Her name is Susie Orman, and she often gives really good advice, especially to people that are in debt. And I followed one thing that she said. She calls it the snowball effect on paying off debt, where you start with the smallest one and work on paying it off, and then just make minimal payments, you know, the, what do they call them, the monthly amount on the others.
Sure, but sometimes it's just like sometimes it's a struggle just to hit the minimums.
Well, it is.
No,
especially when you're fixed income.
I'm doing it all efficiently, and my credit union is giving me, you know, their understanding, and they give me loans, which is amazing, with the little amount of money I make. So that's all okay. I'm just sort of, I'm so traumatized from what's happened in the past year, you know, worried about my dog and vet bills too. I'm just worried, you know, what's the future like?
Here's the thing. When we spend a lot of energy on worry, it's as if we are telling the universe or telling the higher power.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
That was Jim.
Keyword energy.
We're telling the higher power and or the universe, I love to worry. Send me more. Bring it on. I love to worry. Which, of course, is not true, but if we worry, that's the energy we're putting out, and that, you know, the universe seeks balance in all things. So what it's going to do is send back more. So the best thing to try to do, and I know this is hard, I'm going through some rough times myself. So don't think that I'm just sitting up here in my ivory tower, you know, pronouncing a prophecy from the cards, and I don't have my own issues, because I do.
Your average person.
Yeah, we all do.
Average person is living paycheck.
They are saying here for you, okay, this is going to get resolved for you. And you have a wonderful credit union. We do too. We're we use Navy Federal Credit Union. If people out there have anything bad to say about Navy Fed, you just haven't treated them right. Because these people, you don't even have to talk to anybody.
Nope.
And they will hand us out loans.
I've had loans in, it takes about 2-3 hours depending on what's going on there, but you never even have to talk to a human. Go right into my account. Boom.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that you're going to hear of or become aware of a special program. It might not even be quite in the works yet, but what it's going to enable you to do is to roll your debt into something that is a very manageable payment.
Like a consolidation loan.
Like a consolidation loan, but not, it's going to be through the government. And those people that own property, you know, we can't always go and look at reverse mortgages and things like that.
Or equities if you have built up, you know, stuff like that.
The thing is, we have to try to find a way to enjoy our lives. I mean, when you're 25, you don't really think about next year or even next week, you know, and when you hit the 60 mark, all of a sudden it starts to turn into things that are of concern, like money, like taxes. And, you know, I've got some beefs as a new Social Security person. Mm-hmm. I've got some beefs with them. For one thing, why am I paying taxes on this stuff? This is money that I've paid into over the years.
Wow.
And why, don't you agree? It's terrible.
That's a good point.
Right. And I also found out that Medicare does not really cover Alzheimer's. And I'm thinking, what the heck? You know, this is something a lot of us are going to face.
I How do you know that?
That's terrible, too.
How do I know that? I read news every morning. I'm on my phone.
Oh, so you read a news story. Okay.
I read a news story.
If you look that up, that's awesome. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and that kind of burns my cookies.
Burns the cookies.
Because when it becomes our time to go, to shuffle off to the afterlife, we'd like to leave something behind for our families.
Yeah.
Our dogs. Even our dogs need be. So I just want you to have hope, Pat, is what I'm saying. And it's a bleak world out there for hope. It really is. But I am convinced, looking at your cards, I see a woman who's going to be there to guide you and help you, get your, I don't want to say affairs in order. It makes it sound like the end is coming.
Yeah. Just to get your finances in order.
Yeah. There's a program going to be universally instituted to help people. Yeah, because look at what happened. The pandemic came along. Oh, my God, people lost their jobs, people were losing their homes, their businesses. We had brand new businesses here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, that these people invested all of their savings and everything to open. They never even had a grand opening. The business closed before it even opened.
Or opened for like a month, and they didn't even have a chance really to get up to hold.
Yes, and... it's really important for us to believe that our faith is going to carry us through. And that doesn't sound... Go ahead.
You also gave me a wonderful reading about a partner coming in, and I'm hoping that that will help me as well. Do you see that? And then I'll let you guys go.
Let's do the rebels. That's what I said at the beginning. Jim has asked me questions.
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
I didn't know we do those 2 days.
There's brand new advances in how people are meeting people these days. I have a lady that often calls into the show, and she's still in the prime of her life. Of course, she feels like she's 80 with all the work that she's had to do and such. Anne is who I'm talking about.
I
kept suggesting for her to take a look at dating applications that are out there. Well, now she's got a stable full of guys to date.
Oh, from Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's one out there that's wonderful. If you feel like taking a look at it, it's free. It's called Bumble. Here, Bumble.com. I wanted to make sure she got it clearly. Bumble.com, and this is where no men can talk to us unless we approve of them. And it might be a fun little thing for anybody like you, Pat. I play around with it myself. Okay?
Okay.
So you might take a little look at that, but yes, absolutely. He is here, and those of you that watch our show or listen a lot, he's under sure to come true. And this is for Pat. This is going to be a very honorable courtship. You're going to seem a little hesitant at first. But, I am here to let you know there are good men left in this world. And they aren't all married. Yeah. So he's coming along. You've got a great solution that's coming for your financial matters.
Thank you.
Really, seriously, faith and hope. It's all we've got, if you think about it. Yeah. So, Pat, I love you calling into the show. And remember that when you get a reading, for all of you, your vibration is raised from the energy of the cards. This is a fabulous time for using manifesting techniques to let the higher power, to let the universe know that these are what you are. I don't know if you're like putting it in order, but these are what you want to embrace in your life. Financially, right. That car is going to go down in history as having been so babied and cared for that I'm serious. Because most people, they reach a point, they just say, I'm going to get rid of the car, get a new one. I think it's wonderful that car is so precious to you. And yes, Jim is going to give you a rebel card reading, folks. Remember.
I had to give two screams.
Well, remember, this deck, Rebel Card Deck, is available on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, just Google it and you'll see. But here's what's different about it. The insights are very in your face. How would you put it, Jim? They're very...
they're PG-13.
Yeah, but I mean, they're very to the point.
Yeah, and they're not always sweet and loving. So
right.
They're not sugar-coated. They might tell you just beam something or whatever. One of them does.
Right.
There's a card in there that basically says...
Fiat.
Yeah, there's one in there that says stop whining. There's
it
a
does.
Card that says that. And sometimes, you know, that might be the right thing. But in your case... Your rebel card is the opposite. It says you need a good effing cry.
Oh.
It says get the ugly cry on. Let that, just get it all out, and your soul will thank you.
Oh, you know, a good cry can be so cleansing.
Sometimes you're building up something, and you're ready to burst, and that's how you can relieve it.
And it's so true because it builds up stress.
Sure.
It causes that cortisol to get busy. And
oh, yeah.
Stress.
Your physical health
can
deteriorate rapidly just from that stress on your brain.
One thing I do is I'll watch a movie I know is a tearjerker. Could be from 1940. It could be from 2010. It doesn't matter. As long as I know, I'm going to be shedding some tears. And it really does help, too.
Right.
Clear
right.
out.
Okay.
Well, Pat, you call us again now, hon, because we care.
I will.
And we want to see how this unfolds.
I love you, your readings do uplift me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And it hasn't been that long because I remembered that
situation.
Yeah,
it was just a few days ago.
And I have the memory of like a fly.
He doesn't have a memory.
So I remember that. It wasn't that long ago, obviously.
Well,
all right,
Pat,
anyway.
You're a darling. Be back
I'm the one
touch.
To thank you. I'm the one to thank you, Jimbo.
Alrighty then. I shall be here. I'm not going to hang up on you because you can listen to the show if you want on your phone. It's your call.
Yeah.
Go on to me.
All right. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to, we have, what's funny is Anne was here when you were talking about her.
Yes.
Here.
Was she?
Yeah. She goes, she likes being in control. She's being careful, but it's great to be the one to choose. She said, yep.
Wait, I think
and
it
Luna's
is
here.
Great.
Luna's a regular.
And the other thing they do, the other thing they do on Bumble is they make you verify yourself by taking a picture of your driver's license. So it's not just any Yahoo that can go on there.
Yahoo.
And if you have one that you connect with, Bumble will say, ask this person to get verified. So anyway, I don't work for Bumble. I just really kind of like them. One of these days I do my yearly... reviews of various websites, and some of them are stinkers, to be sure. All righty then, who are we going to next?
All right, yeah, we got a few callers, and don't any of you callers worry. A lot of you I can sort of recognize the area codes, so I know you're regulars, but if you're not, don't despair thinking, oh man, I'm never going to get through. We see you, we got you. We're planning accordingly on our readings.
And you are not calling the IRS where they're going to hang you out to dry.
We have CU. I keep a list. I'm tracking because they don't necessarily put them in the order they should. But next come. First come, first serve. So we're going to area code 443, familiar area code in Maryland, the land of Mary. 443, you are next.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. Your name is?
Suzanne.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But we've gotten gunshot.
Yeah, because every time we think we're 100% accurate, it's like, oh, sorry.
That is not
so
Suzanne.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure, but that's why I whispered it.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. How are you all?
Well, we're surviving.
We're here. We're alive.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've been following your projects on Facebook. You've been getting busy.
Oh. I'm always busy.
Well, and you know, you are very artistic.
Busy is good.
So you may not appreciate yourself. Often we are our own worst critic, you know, Matt?
Which is good and bad.
I see real artistic talent. And the color schemes you pick, that's just as important. And I think it's very nice work.
Oh, thank you.
And what brings you to us tonight?
What is your question?
Well,
my question is, I'm wondering whether my direction might change a little and go more toward a religious prophecy side, or whether you think I might stay with the mediumship side, or will it be a mix of both? I've been, this religious side has kind of been bleeding in, and I've been very intrigued by it, and I just wonder, because a lot of people have mentioned, I think even you've mentioned to me, maybe it'd be like a ministry or whatever, so I just, recently that's kind of, I've seen how it works for some people, and I'm like, I wonder if that's what they meant.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, I do remember that, and you do have a calling on your life that is going to lead you in the direction that you're meant to go. I'm asking about this, and folks, let's face it, with the way the world is, maybe we do need a new religion.
Mm.
You know, maybe we need something that's going to encompass more than just, you know, ancient teachings. Maybe we need some guidance for now. So I'm laying out your cards to those of you that are new with us. You might like to know I'm using a 24-card layout rather than just, you know, grabbing a couple of cards randomly. Others like to do it that way. I prefer to see the whole playing field or the whole enchilada. And it gives me a chance to take a look at your life in general as I'm focusing on the question. Oh, yes. You know, I'm going to tell you what now, Suzanne. Remember, these card readings are based very much on potential. A lot of times people think, oh, my potential may be as big as this room. No, it can be as vast as the galaxy we're in. So what I see for you is as you continue and go forward, you are going to definitely hear a voice telling you that you are meant to reach out with, I'm hearing all facets of your, you know, your, I'll call them gifts, because a lot of times it is gifts. You do have untapped gifts. Yes, mm-hmm. And going to, you know, remember, innovations are change. Excuse me, transformation can often come along because one person can be the start, can be the, you know, the leader. And you have leadership, Suzanne, big time. I feel that, and this might get your husband a little shook, so he needs to be kept in the mix of your thoughts, the, you know, the choices you decide to make, because I see you entering a global atmosphere. It's very likely going to start from like a homespun website, you know, that Ooh. You are going to actually find yourself, yeah, coming to life spiritually. And it's big. And you're going to be able to touch a lot of people on a deep emotional level. There is so much despair out there. I mean, it's really sad to me when I see elderly people holding up a sign on a corner saying, I'm hungry. You know, there's mm-hmm. something wrong there. And maybe mm-hmm. we have hit rock bottom in order to start coming up the way that we should. So right. I hope that as this unfolds for you, I want to be a part of it too. So I hope that you'll share. You're going to start having visions. It's right here. You're going to start getting moments that are real epiphany for you.
Yeah! Mm-hmm.
So you know you're not going crazy. But the floodgates, mm-hmm. I can see them. They're just slowly, slowly, they're opening. And pretty soon, whoosh. So, yes, and it's great that you called to ask this, because this is your confirmation.
Thank you.
No, for you.
I think we're in the presence of greatness here. I really do. So take care. Hold on to your hat and see what happens.
Thank you.
I'm always here.
Thank you.
Please keep in touch.
You know,
All
it's
right.
funny because I had a man tell me just this week, that was, I was just on watching somebody. I didn't even call for a reading. They didn't have that. It was just like spirit-led readings. And the person mentioned my name and said that my father and my grandmother both wanted me to know that what I was considering for my job was exactly the way I needed to go. And, I consider the spiritual part of it. And it was weird that this has all happened this week. And they were very religious. And I just wondered. It's kind of like this person was thrown right in front of me. So, you're kind of led to where. Yeah.
And remember.
So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And remember, the woman who wrote A Course in Miracles, and I apologize, I can't remember her name right this instant, but all of a sudden she sat down and wrote it completely in a weekend. She had the Holy Spirit was raging in her. So if you find yourself, and your husband is looking concerned, like, what's happening to my wife? Just let him know that, the hand of God is on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So take care. And we have a list.
I
got to go, but I'd love to just sit and talk to you.
Yes.
For the hour. Yeah. Take care, hon. And let it lead you. We've got a rebel card for you.
I can't wait.
All right. Let's go.
You are talented and effing amazing.
And
I love that.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Just don't use it for dumb shit.
Thank you
that's so much.
Well, the rebel cards like
to
fill them with humor with their little messages.
Oh,
so,
that's amazing.
They do.
Take care, hon.
Thank you.
Bye
bye.
So meet again.
Bye. That was a great one. Isn't it amazing how these things resonate with the reading?
There's some of them that are, I don't know that they'll ever go to any reading. Anyway, we gotta pick up the feet and lay them down a lot.
You know what,
faster.
Though? We can always extend the show.
Yeah,
so please don't.
They're free
run
readings.
Off.
We can only do so much. We got to make sure we get everybody in. Everybody, if you want like an unlimited, if you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading, you got her. She'll do cards gazillion amount of times for whatever time block you want.
I'm also featured on Heal.
There's Heal Me. There's multiple ways, but that's where the starting point is. Go to psychlove.com or Facebook. She'll post things on Facebook too.
Or call every show.
All right. Let's go to our next caller, which is an area code 423, which is Tennessee. I always like that.
Hey,
right? 423.
Tennessee. Luna or it's Luna.
It's Luna.
I heard a little breath. It was
I
a female
too.
Breath. Yep,
it gave her
like
away.
We're detectives, like we're scientists. I heard the female breathe in.
Yeah. Right, sir. Luna, how are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing okay. How about y'all?
Oh, yeah, I'm on a roll,
yeah,
actually.
We're rocking and rolling, and yeah, calls are piling up, but we don't like it, but we'll get them all.
I won't keep y'all too long, so... Monday is my son's birthday, and we're having some family come down, and most of it is my husband's family, and I know some of them know the situation that happened a couple months ago when we separated, and I guess my reading for tonight is I want to see if any of those family members are going to cause any trouble. Do the cards foresee anything going on?
That is a good question, and that's and I don't blame you for wanting to know that.
No, I would too.
Yeah, because it's a kid's birthday. You know what? If anybody, keep your lips sewed shut if you got issues. It's a kid's birthday. You know, it's not a time to start doing drama crap. But
back,
it does happen.
Back when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, it happens.
Oh, they would bring off the cocktails, even if it was right after Sunday Mass.
Yeah, it does.
And
yeah,
boy,
stupid.
You put a few in Great Grandma, and pretty soon, I'm laying your cards open.
Yeah, your cards are going down, so we're not.
You is here. You know, you SOB, I haven't forgiven you for what you did back in 1966.
And, in-laws are always touch and go, no matter how.
Oh, it really is.
Even if they love you and love you to death, they're still in-laws, and you can snap your finger and they change.
It's kind of like the meeting of two government bodies.
It's just weird. It's almost like two enemies that are siding.
Let me ask you straight off the cuff, Luna. do your in-laws like you that you think?
My mother-in-law does not like me.
Good old mother-in-laws.
Are you just not good enough for her baby boy?
I took her baby boy away from him, away from her, I should say.
Okay, well, then just bear that in mind. What do you got, Deb?
Well, I'm going to tell you, like we often stress, knowing that an incident could potentially, you know, bust out,
yep,
can actually change it from occurring.
Yeah, because you can deflect.
Rather than cancel the party or, you know, run away, yeah, somebody's coming loaded for bear.
Yeah, somebody puts a little fish hook in front of you trying to start a fight. You don't have to bite.
Somebody here thinks you are a spoiled little brat. Mm. I'm hearing those words. Does seem to be coming from a woman.
It sounds like a mother-in-law.
It does.
It does. That sounds very typical, stereotypical.
So she's going to be snarky. And the best thing to do would be greet it with a smile and be it like water off a duck's back.
Yep. Don't get pulled into a fight.
Do not engage.
It's a bait. A lot of bait's going to be thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't get pulled into a fight, it pisses them off.
Yeah, and you know what's weird?
It makes them angry that you won't fight.
In a breakup or in a separation, why do people feel like they have to choose sides?
Well, especially a mother-in-law that already has predisposition to already hate, you know, that she's looking for every little. You're right. You know, yeah, just remember, try to not to take any bait for fights. This is about celebrating the son's birthday. That's the
and
main
nobody
reason.
Would ever be good enough for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, screw her. Screw her. That's what I say, you know. You know, a mother-in-law.
That's where she is. I mean, when we separated, you know, she kept telling my husband, oh, you know, it's her fault. And she kept trying to, like, say, you know, I'm involved. I'm like, no, you're not involved. You're just putting yourself involved just for the fact for you to say you're involved.
Yeah.
It's between me and him, not you.
We have to practice as mother-in-laws, holding back. Don't interfere.
The kids, they're not in the nest anymore.
No, and they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to have triumphs, you know, and victories, but we've got to stay the hell out. So be prepared. Yeah, and if you have a moment where you can stick in something snarky too, only do it privately.
Or, subtle, just don't engage. That's the best thing. It's a kid's birthday party. I mean, you know that. The mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And the hubster's going to be there, right?
Yeah,
he's going to be here, and I've done told him, like, I don't want any fighting. I don't want, you know, anybody saying anything. You know, this is for our son.
Yep.
This is his birthday party.
Yep.
These matters need to be discussed somewhere else.
Yeah, we can have another gathering if people want to start throwing poop at each other, but that is not the time as now.
No, and that child will pick up on that, and he doesn't need that.
No, that's
you know, he's had enough disruption, so.
Yeah, and it makes y'all look stupid, you know. It's like if you do that, then you're being more immature than the child itself.
When is that?
It's Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah.
Well,
Monday.
You're going to have to call us and let us know how it turned out.
Sure, yeah. We have a Monday show, as you know, and then we have many others after that. You probably will be busy on that Monday, obviously, but we'll be there after that.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and counting on it to be working good for you. All right.
Here you go.
Rebel card reading. You got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. So in other words, basically, you got a feeling that things could go bad, so now you know, now you're prepared, you won't get caught off guard. If a little snotty remark comes out, you can do so, like, you can just blow it off, or...
Oh, and your husband needs to stay Switzerland.
Yeah, he can't.
He can't side with mother.
Yeah.
He can't, you know, he can defend you.
Any other time,
but
not in the child's birthday.
Yeah,
it just needs to be... like go in one ear and out the other for that one moment. It can be addressed later. But anyway, you know that. She knows that.
One little ironic insight to share, that mother-in-laws can be pesty and intrusive, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you do hold back, and this has happened to me as a mother-in-law, you get accused of not caring, of being indifferent. And so it's hard to find the line, you know, between what they need and what they want.
Well, but you should, The mother-in-law should be supportive and not offensive. Not trying to break things.
I can tell you, she stepped over the line, you know, by saying, you know, everything was my fault. I'm like, I mean, it was both of our faults, but, you know, you don't have to say it was all my fault.
Well, and the person that knows the least of the situation is somebody. Yeah. You two are the only one that know all the details. So mom-in-law doesn't have details. She should just shut her yap.
Well, you go in and you enjoy that party, Luna.
Yeah, she needs to keep her trap shut. You know.
I will. Surprisingly, my son, his name's Wyatt, and you know he's autistic and everything. And we went to go pick out his birthday cake because we were originally supposed to go out of town for his birthday, but you know things got in the way, money issues, stuff like that.
Yep.
And we went to pick out his cake, and he goes, "Mom, I want a Hello Kitty cake." I'm like, "Are you sure?" I said, "It's all pink and everything." He goes, "I want Hello Kitty." I'm like, "Okay, we'll get you Hello Kitty." This took me by surprise. This kid's surprising me every day.
Well, you know, it's probably
I love it.
Well, it's because it's such a cartoonish looking cake, I'm sure, is why, and it's probably going to taste kick ass. So.
And hopefully Grandmama will keep her mouth, you know, shut.
And if she doesn't, you know.
About the Kit Kat cake.
Let it go in one ear and out the other, and you file it away for another day.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
File it away for another day when it's appropriate, and then you can say, "Oh, remember that Monday when the kid's birthday party? Screw you, bitch."
Well, I don't go to that far.
Well, it might be that at that point, but just not Monday.
Twist her up in her pantyhose, you know, since she's got a twist in her panties anyway.
Granny panties.
So, Luna, he sounds absolutely precious. Please have a great time.
Yeah, how old?
I will. And I'll post pictures. You'll probably see him.
Oh, of course. How old is your son?
Going to be?
He's going to be 8.
Well, Deb, right on the money.
Yeah, well.
Crazy eight. All right. Well, thank
take
you very
care,
much,
honey.
Luna.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yep.
Thank you.
We shall talk again.
Yes.
All right. We're going to not blibber blabber too much between calls because
right.
We actually have a lot of time left. We had
we're getting there.
We had one caller drop. I feel bad, but maybe they'll call back.
Yep. Come on back.
But we're going to go to a very familiar area code. This is 806 in Texas. 806, I bet we know who it is.
Hello there, Ann.
Ann, right?
Ann?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, we're so.
Hi.
Yeah,
hello.
We're not genius. We're chatting with us on Facebook, yeah. All right, Ann.
Yeah,
hello.
Sorry
welcome.
About that.
It's okay.
By
glad
the way,
to be
Ann,
here. It's been a while.
It
yes.
has been a while, so that means things are going good, aren't they?
I wanted to let you know, I did not deliberately not come to meet with you and Danielle.
Oh.
We had a family situation. I ended up coming home after 2 weeks instead of 2 months, and we'll just park it there. I think you probably have a good idea.
Yeah.
On that, yeah.
Yes, but, I was quicker than I thought, and we couldn't get away either, so we got ourselves.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It was meant to be.
Maybe next time.
I love Texas. I have always loved Texas. But I like seeing what's happening in Midland. It is a boom town, and it's really coming up, Midland was. And the people, when we got down to Fort Hood, the people in Texas, I'll tell you, everybody, I don't think there are nicer people on this planet. I really don't. And the cultures are so rich to go in stores. I mean, I just wanted to mention, I thought it was awesome. Just
oh,
awesome.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
So, Ann, what brings you to the show?
Sure. What would you like to
well,
know?
Well, I'm still chatting with those two men. And I've had a date with each one of them. And Adam has been really busy at work, and he did call me last week and apologize for being distant. And said he talked to his son and some friends, and he wants to give us a try, but you know he's just been so busy, so he's still
is
being
he
distant.
The,
but you know,
is he
the principal?
Oh yes. So he wants to
and
give
then,
it a try.
Yeah, right. That's what he said, and he apologized, you know, for not having time to talk to me, but you know I was glad he said I talked to my son, I talked to my friends and. If it's not fair to you to have you waiting, so, you know, I want to give it a try. But now he's still being distant. But I know he's busy. And then
did
I had a date with
look?
This guy.
Okay, tell me about
well,
the other
yeah,
one.
I want you to look at about Jay. He lives in Austin. So we met halfway. And he is so sweet. He calls me every day, and he's just so sweet. So I just want to see what the cards say about both of them.
Okay, so right now they're both equal.
They're both candidates.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Jay is being more, you know, he's still in contact, calling me all the time and checking, you know.
So right now he has a slight lead.
Yeah, he is.
In the race.
Yeah, he's a little bit out.
But there's a lot of race left, so you never know. All
right. And then Mr. Mike sent me a text last week.
No.
And just said, you know,
is that
no, the guy that I wasted my years on.
So he popped up, huh?
Right, yes. And he just texted me. And then he texted again today saying hello. And I'm not responding, so. But it was kind of good that, you know, it made me feel good that he's thinking about me and I'm going too late.
Yep, well, the ship has sailed, my friend.
Yep, he had his chance.
Wait for the next boat and I won't be on it. Yep. All right, cards are going down.
Yep, they're going down.
We're not
going to
rush, but we do have a couple more callers.
We'll make it.
We're going to get everybody that's on hold. We got you. We have the ability on every show except Monday to extend the show a few minutes. So nobody will be hanging on hold for no reason. You will get a reading. All right, back to Anne.
Okay.
Boy, Adam is very complex.
But everything's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you mean by that?
He's deep. He's a deep thinker.
Okay.
He's like... I wrote about the character of one that is looked at in the cards as having the mind of a scientist. They can be the actually very deep. It's, I don't know if there's another word. They're complex. They're analyzing and studying and, you know, as you would imagine.
That sounds like him.
And I'm wondering, what's he like emotionally? Does he let you in? You know, does he talk about how he feels? I think it's going to be the other one. I know we originally said Adam, but I have a feeling he's a little too stoic for you.
Okay.
So I think, well, but it's going to be your choice. The cards can only tell you insights. But right now it's looking like Jay is out in front, to be honest.
Well, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. But I still want to, you know, want to see what Adam has altogether.
And for him
but
to
I can't,
say,
I'm not...
yeah, but give it a try, that's really cryptic. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Oh, okay.
You know, grandchildren, I hear them.
Yes, I'm babysitting tonight.
Well, I think you're right to leave Mike alone. That hot potato needs
just
go away. Yeah. And as for Adam, check him out a little bit more. You know, in spending time with him, but Jay looks like a love bug.
Okay.
Love bug.
But he is so sweet.
Really?
He's really sweet. I'm enjoying him.
You sound happy.
Yeah! We've got a Roger Robocar reading in. And, you know, I don't know what the message is going to be, but the subject is believe what you see.
Face
reality or live in the frickin' la-la land. Choose bravely.
Choose bravely.
This is about some choices of the
with
some of these men's.
And
but,
just remember,
it doesn't feel like it'll be
when
soon.
We're dating, everybody's on their best behavior.
But it should be, if they're not before.
You don't really know somebody until you start washing their underwear. Then. Okay, so, yes, so... Good luck to you, but I don't think you need it.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that we've heard from you.
Yes, I'm so glad to call in. And I will keep you guys posted.
All right. We shall be here.
Have it. Take care.
We are never strangers.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye, hon.
Right.
I'm glad she's got some contenders for her heart.
It's been that way for a while.
Where are we going now?
We're going to Eric. Well, I suppose I should turn the microphone on so like we can talk to them. Take them off mute. We're going to 919, which is our neighbor of the south, North Carolina, 919.
North Kakalaki, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please? Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I hope it's not.
Okay. Hi, it's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
I'm just wondering. I got this little job I'm doing. I'm taking care of a great elderly friend of mine, and he is 74 years old, and I've been knowing him now for about 7 years, and we used to travel up and down the East Coast on a RV, and I was a driver, and he took care of me, paid all the expenses, and we had a great time together, and he was like a father to me. But in 2019, he had a massive stroke.
Aww.
And he can talk, but he, you know, it's jibber jabber, and he's
very well. We know that well.
Yeah, and I'm the only one left. We had a bunch of guys that used to work for him and stuff, but everybody kind of disappeared when he had the massive stroke, and I'm the only one that goes over and hangs out with him and stuff. And he's getting worse, and I kind of want to know if it's how, you know.
I know.
Yeah. How much longer will he be at home, or his health, or, you know, I just wonder about that, you know, just.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Tony. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you didn't disappear, so that says something.
You stayed. You stuck in,
yeah,
you know.
That's how you know, that's how you know the trueness of people sometimes, when they all vanish when going gets tough, but you did not.
No, I didn't.
All right, well, that means a lot about your spirit and your character.
Are you his full-time caregiver?
No, not his full-time, but I do go over and help with him and, you know, help him get to the bathroom. He's on a walker, but he has a real hard time with that. And he's getting worse, and I do everything I can for him. I sit with him sometimes 7-8 hours.
And you don't make much money.
And I don't make much money from it, because he was pretty wealthy, but now since he's not over his money, his daughter's over his money and his ex-wife, and they are greedy, and it's hard for me to even, you know, because I knew how he was before his stroke, and he wouldn't dare want it to be like it is, but, you know, it's just a bad situation.
You know, Tony,
I try to think
so,
of it.
Yeah, it's so emasculating what happens to people when their health declines. One thing I got to tell you up front, I am not credentialed for any kind of medical advice, but I can give you my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's opinion based on the card.
Yeah.
We're not doctors.
Yeah.
Some people, you got to be careful not to remind everybody. We're not doctors.
Have you checked into anything available through, say, your county or your state where you can be paid as a caregiver?
Yeah, possibly. And you go, a lot of times, is there a social worker assigned?
Yeah.
I can't do that, because I'm on disability myself. So, you know, I'm only allowed to earn so much. So, but I'm not going to, you know, really go into that with me, but, you know, do you see him maybe staying home or going into a rest home or anything like that? That you said, your opinion?
It's going to depend on how his mental state, you know, deteriorates into, say, Alzheimer's, or what's the other one, dementia. He might be safer in a, what do you call them? Yes, you're making me lose weight.
I'm sorry. We're trying to do comms, and we're not high technology where we have earpieces where we can do stuff. Yeah,
the lady with you is asking very good questions.
We can have more than one person if you want to go on speakerphone, so they're both there. It's fine. We don't have a problem.
He's wondering how long this will last because he can't move or do anything without somebody doing it for him.
You know, sure. I can get him up on his feet, and he can walk with the walker, but sometimes he was paralyzed on his right side, so, you know, he has problems with that, but it's...
He can't do anything for himself but feed himself, that's it.
Okay, you know, he needs a legal advisor to help protect his... You know, his assets, his money.
I didn't hear. Did they have social workers down there? I didn't hear.
I didn't hear if they
were. His daughter's over it.
Yeah, his daughter is over it. And they try to get by with the least they can. I've told him that he needs more medical help. He needs more help. Mental health and all that.
He needs full-time care, almost like a nursing home.
Yeah, and
they will lose the property if they do that. So he wants to know, do you see his job with him ending soon?
Well, would you like it to end soon or because it's become too overwhelming?
No.
Or are you asking if he's going to live beyond this, you know, for an indefinite period of time.
He's going to have to go into a nursing home soon because he's getting bad.
He'll be represented, if he does, by a guardian ad litem. And also, he will have an elderly, where somebody, a social worker type person, is looking over his welfare. And this could be considered abuse on the part of his family.
That's on hold, don't freak out when you see in the clock getting close to the hour the show has been extended.
I feel this wants to live. He's just not, you know, happy about his circumstances spiritually.
No, he's not.
Wanting to still live a life.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common for stroke.
And he's not that old.
Right. No, not at all.
No. So I think I do not see that his passing is imminent.
It's imminent. It's not in the near future as far as you can see. Okay.
No.
He was more or less asking, do you see him having to go into a nursing home soon because it's getting harder to take care of him?
Well, absolutely. I think it would be best for your friend. He's going to get occupational therapy. He's going to have, more different type of supervision.
And it's not always a bad
thing.
You know,
a lot of people look at that transition of the nursing home as a bad thing. You know, it can be if people are just kicking a relative because they don't like them anymore. But some people need that.
Right.
His mother recently had a very bad stroke.
Oh, yeah. Both of our mothers have had strokes.
She doesn't want to leave the place that she's receiving.
She bounces back and forth. She also has dementia.
Right.
I think that should be looked at by authorities who can tell that daughter and that ex-wife, step off. Yep. Here's your rep.
We've extended the show. I'll remind everybody again because we have a few people on hold and they're probably thinking they're screwed, but you're not. We have extended the show. We have a RoboCard reading real quick. This might be more for him than they broke your heart. Screw him. That's probably for his kids dissing him when he had the stroke.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably more his heart. They broke your heart by not being there. Screw him.
But regarding property, et cetera, you can't pull a U-Haul behind a hearse. So maybe losing it for his care is going to teach those two greedy ones a thing or two.
Right. You said it right. It's two greedy ones. You're right.
Yeah. You can't take it. Yeah, and if he's got to trade property and assets for nursing care, so be it. Screw the kids.
For quality of life.
They weren't there.
Yeah, I think he's going to be happier to be moved where will be, you know.
Yeah. Well, there'll be PCC. Do you see that happening?
Yes, but I think it's going to take going to authorities. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, and I think that he needs protection because they're going to just clean him out.
Right.
Well, God bless you. You've been, and you are going to reap some real blessings from this. Absolutely. So take care. Call us again if you'd like to. Our hearts are with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Sure. Thank you for calling in too. Yep, taking the time to wait.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
God.
All right. Bye. Those were important questions to be asked.
And we got it. We're going to pick up the pace. And like I said, we've extended the show. Otherwise, we'd already be kicking our way to the curb.
We won't over-talk.
Yeah, we're going to be very abrupt and quick, and we're going to go in fast-forward mode. We've extended the show, but we can't go another four. We can't do a double show. We'll all die here. Our voices will just fall apart. They will. All right, let's go to the next color. That is area code 678, which I believe is in the Peach State, Georgia. 678, we've got to be fast.
Hello.
Got to be fast.
Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hello. This is Jaylen.
Jaylen.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're kind of on a roll tonight.
She has one of the best connections ever.
I know.
It's like she's at a radio station.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, go on.
I am calling about my career. I have a question. I have a job interview on Monday with the Department of Labor, and I just wanted to know how things would go there. Would I get the job, or should I stay where I'm at and just be content with where I'm at right now?
Oh, fantastic questions to ask. Really, the insight will be invaluable. So give me a moment here, just chatting with you.
Yeah, those are good questions, and they're always very intriguing. I mean, some things are complex, like love questions, whatnot, but the job ones are really just as equally as complex because there's so many factors, there's so many people involved with employment, you know?
Right,
It's kind of like when I'm buying a car, it's you in the car. But, you know, when it's talking about,
it can be a good marriage or it can be a bad marriage.
Or it could be, like, foggy and hard to find out right away. And you get worried because you hate to choose poorly.
Well, especially if you've burned
Oh, yeah, especially if you're leaving one job for another, you're like, oh, crap. Yeah, you know, what did I just do? So, very scary. It's very scary to move career.
Ooh, and it's coming out under sure to come true. Everybody knows I love that designation.
Who would not love that designation?
I know.
Of a sure to come true.
And in 30-plus years, that I know of, everything has absolutely turned out. I mean, came true.
Right. The sure to come true is called that little designation. That's where a lot of our blog folks aren't necessarily watching if they're not Facebook also.
Mm-hmm.
The cards are in little groups, and there's one that is called the sure to come true. I call them piles.
Well,
everybody gives them names.
Right. And they're okay.
Anyway,
I want to tell you that you should absolutely go and interview. Jim always urges people.
Oh, you never not interview unless it's going to cause you to lose a job, but yeah.
But there will be a supervisor here that is male, and you are not going to like working with him. No. He's going to make life miserable for you.
Hmm.
So really take that into consideration. One thing is, he's married.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you're a hot chick. And he's going to be inappropriate.
Imagine that happening in the workplace.
And then you're going to end up probably turning him in, reporting him to human resources, and balls are going to start rolling.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, crap, now you're at a place where it's terrible.
Well, for one thing, he's
sure.
He's got tenure.
Yep.
So I'm just going to say go. See what it's all about, you know, and then really you could always call us back. I would think you have a good chance at getting the job. The question is, will you want it after you get it? So, yeah.
That is the question. Will I want it after I get it? Yeah.
Okay, one last quick thing, and you'll have to call me back for more info on that because Jim is a, he's a
Jim is watching that time.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to call me a name.
I was going to say Taskmaster.
I am thinking of our folks that are on hold. Yeah. I want to make sure we've extended the show, but we still want to get them all
in. Okay, Jalen, you have a change of residence coming up, and it's real good. And we can talk about that.
Yeah, just
time.
Take that, think about it, but we can't.
Okay.
We can't explore that. Okay,
here comes your rebel card.
Your rebel card reading says you're the shit. Don't forget it. So that's a good thing. In other words, you should believe in yourself going into any interview.
And check the vibes that you get.
You don't have to. You're not desperate. You're not begging for a job. So remember, you're the shit.
Right.
And you know the thing is. In governmental jobs, there's kind of a hierarchy. And a lot of times people get a lot of leeway because they've been there a long time or, you know.
To a certain point. Yeah.
So it's kind of different in some ways than working for a civilian outfit. Yeah. Well, good luck.
True.
And come on
back. Thank you both. You guys have a good night.
All right. You too.
And thank you for holding a meditation. All right,
okay.
We're going to keep on because we're going to get to the folks. We've extended the show. We're going to get to them. We're just going to pick up the pace a wee bit. That's all. Not crazy, but just a wee bit. We're going to go to area code 641, which I believe is in Iowa.
Oh.
641, are you in Iowa?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Awesome.
And your name is?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I could be better, but that's okay.
Okay.
A lot of us could, but I don't want to belittle anything you have to say. What is your question?
What could we do for you?
I am talking to somebody, and I just want to know, is it going to go further or not?
Perfect.
Cool. Very cool question.
Key question.
And it's right to the point.
I'd say it's
a yes or no question, but it's kind of black and whitish.
Might as well cut to the
Is it yay, is it nay, or is it – it could still be 50-50 at this point, too.
Well, it can.
Right, it can, because, you know, the future is very murky and dynamic.
I have a lot of professional women, I mean, in, like, high-powered legal careers, et cetera, that will have a session with me because they don't want to waste their time on some Yahoo. Who isn't working. Oh,
correct.
I'm very used to doing it. And why not know up front?
True.
Do you feel like there's been a lot of transparency and honesty so far?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That is good. I mean, that's very important, obviously. If you think there's even not a little bit, that's really the time to be cautious. So that's
correct.
Good. All right.
Can you give us a little detail about this prospective
The only thing that I could see that could be bad is I had a 10-year marriage. My significant other ended up in prison for life, leaving me 5 kids, and he's very close to that family. So it kind of, I'm, and it's my older brother's good friend, so.
Oh, that does muddy the water now, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, Devil.
All right.
Take a look at that.
I hate to have to put this out there to you. I really expected some very positive vibes.
Okay.
But sometimes there's a blinker in the mix.
Well, yeah. You know, it's
okay.
Life.
You're talking.
Yep.
The two of you are talking, but I am sensing here a personality that can become extremely argumentative, critical, verbally abusive. I don't feel that he would ever put a hand on you, but this is somebody that's down inside. There's a narcissist hiding out.
Ooh, okay.
So be careful.
Yep.
I agree.
You got to watch out. Yeah, you can see it too. And that she's probably had some instinct, a little bit of intuition on her side.
There was a reason she didn't want to call.
There's a reason she wanted to call.
But I'll tell you what, somebody else is coming that you're going to like even better. A better match for you. Yeah, so you don't feel bad if you have to throw this one back.
And you're stand by for your rebel card. Now, I think this is a mixture of the subject is think for the other person. It says you're being shady.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the message is for you. It says watch out, shit could get ugly.
Yeah, I don't like the way he appears in your card.
It might be a game you don't want to play.
Yeah, okay, so it makes sense. I've been kind of contemplating. I am battling a court issue with my 9-year-old daughter, who that family, who he's very close to, does have. So I don't know if this is a sneak peek into my home or if he's being sneaky to come over here.
Yeah, I don't see it. Oh.
Could be a spy for them.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a good outcome here for you with this family or this person all the way around.
It sounds like there's more to lose than to gain here, so you might want to bail out.
All right. I thought so. Okay.
All right. Well, Sarah, you take
care. And
she
thought so. She knew She's looking for confirmation.
I think we're confirming what you already
were. Yes, indeed. Expecting. Okay. Well, and good luck, and you can call again and again.
Yeah, don't forget about it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Bye-bye. And I always feel like I owe it to people when they call up for them to know.
It's the right thing to do.
And, you know, a lot of these, I'm going to say men, I don't know a whole lot about abusive women, but men will often hide, you know, the true reality. They'll be the perfect gentleman, you know, but then, it's like they transform.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people do that, but you're right. Men probably more
okay.
So. 858, you're the next caller. I think it's Elton, California, correct? 858.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Have you called us before?
Yes, I have.
Delay.
And your name, please?
Oh, it's Gigi.
Oh, Gigi. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I wanted to call you last week, but I just recently had a birthday and just wanting to ask if you see love on the horizon for me.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, was this a milestone birthday or just another one?
Yeah.
No?
No, just another one.
Another one bites the dust after a certain point when you get up there in years. And it depends on, after I hit 30, I didn't really care anymore. Some people get really emotional even like at 40 and 50.
Oh, 50's a kind of a...
Once I hit 30, I was like, it's another birthday. I don't care if it's 35, 40, 45, 50, whatever.
What I love about 60 is that's when you can be that kooky older lady.
You can be eccentric and you're not a crazier eccentric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be who you really want to be.
Exactly.
Right. So we're going to take a look at this.
Take the filter off.
You sure have a really nice voice.
What was the question? I missed it.
Is love on the horizon?
Oh, okay, because I was busy typing and stuff. Okay, I multitask for the blog talkers that don't know what I do here.
Do you have anybody special in mind or no one at the moment?
Prospects.
No one at the moment. You know, someone is kind of like in the background, but I don't know that we're supposed to really do anything more than the occasional online conversationalist. I don't know.
She's not feeling sparks.
No, and I want to...
No, I do feel attraction for him, actually, and I think he does for me, but I just don't know what to make of it.
You know what, though? Hmm. I don't think he's completely honest.
Online person, not being honest? Shocking. Utterly shocking.
I think he's keeping some important information to himself.
Yeah, that's the danger.
Like, for instance, his status.
Oh, yeah, could have 2-3 girlfriends.
But he's fun to talk to and being attractive.
Being
attractive, you have to act upon it.
I take it with a grain of salt, to be honest with you, because I'm pretty aware and I can see what's going on and I'm like, I don't really think that this is somebody I want to waste time with.
Well, and that's good insight.
Yeah, and you should trust that.
And to all the single folks out there, if you meet somebody and you're just not sure, I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's called Checkmate, but it's a service where you pay very little. Like $1.95 to check out somebody's background. And I wish 3 years ago I'd have paid attention to that because I was given the Rush Act, love bombing, all that stuff online, telephone calls, you know, long emails. Mm. And basically he stole $85,000 from me. And he's out there somewhere in the world. I've turned him into every agency I can find. But, you know, if they don't tell you truthfully who they are, that's a needle in the haystack.
Well, and there's no way they would, because they're, unless they're idiots. But they, you know.
So I see somebody better under, ta-da, sure to come true.
Sure to come true.
There is somebody coming along for you. And I'm going to tell you what, that initial first meeting, I think he's going to rub you the wrong way. But it's like a meet cute thing, like in the movies, when two people will meet and they're like, they just aren't clicking right away. He's got a very different type of humor. I wouldn't call it sarcastic, but it's, you know, you're that kind of person too.
That'd be sarcastic.
Off the wall?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And some of the, off the wall, some of the things you just aren't going to like coming out of them. But the thing is, it gives a really bad first impression. And I see this where it's like, you just can't resist talking to him. And he's coming through as a king of clubs. And people that are of a club's personality, it's like Aquarius in the zodiac. And I'm the queen of clubs. I can relate to this. They are.
I'm the jack of clubs.
I'm sorry, you are?
I'm the jack of clubs.
Oh, look at that. Well, anyway.
Excuse me, what does that mean?
Well, we don't really have time to go into it, but I get it. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right.
So I thought that would be a male.
Well, it's various different systems.
Remember? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right, I'm done. Yep, go ahead.
He's very artistic, very humanitarian. This man loves, he loves being involved altruistically with the community. And he's a big thinker, coming up with ideas all the time. But he doesn't really know how to put the rubber to the road as far as how to make money off. So he could be an artist, a writer, could be a screenwriter. And I feel like he's got some kind of really good career that way. That this is somebody who, I think, I am definitely feeling that he's involved in the movie-making industry. But I don't think he's an actor. Yeah, I don't think he's an actor. And, you know, dating an actor, I wish somebody would call us sometime and tell us, because how would you know when they're not acting? You know, they could be acting all the time. Yeehaw! Okay, so anyway, yes. This is going to be your new love interest coming to you. And, boy, don't you worry about those guys that you've had to kick to the curb. Because, Gigi, I see that a couple of them really think that she lost out on a fantastic lover and man in there. They weren't working. They just talked a good game, but you get them out on the field and they're limp dick. If you know what I mean. Sorry.
Yes. So where would I meet this guy, do you know?
I think it's going to be over the internet. All right. And it could be in a social type of internet connection. Call us again, because we're so overdue to play. Yes. Call us again and we'll delve more into it. All right, Rebel Card.
Okay.
And right. Line for your Rebel Card reading before you hang up.
Yes.
The subject is put the effing phone down.
And
it says, too much screen is making you awkward and sad. Go talk to a live person. So I think it means beware of this online stuff.
Yes, true.
Perfect. Point, you got to watch out for the online stuff.
You know what some women do now, and probably men, they will say to a person that they are talking to, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold up both your hands, or whatever you want them to do, take a picture right now and send it to me. So at least you know that you're speaking to somebody real.
Yeah.
Now,
You want to hear the best? I've been thinking about going to a screenwriter's meetup group.
Yes, do it.
Got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
And what I was interpreting as a long, like a internet or phone call or connection, could actually be working on a project. I love it. Go. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. This could be the love of your life. And I can't wait to hear the rest. Yeah. All right, Gigi, thank you so much. You have a fabulous weekend. Take care.
You too.
Oh, that is really neat.
Cool.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck and call us again.
Yeah, I love that she wants to go to that meetup.
There's no reason not to.
Oh, my God.
No reason not to.
All right. All right, here we go.
We're going to end our show on mystery.
Ta-da!
It's a Skyper. Hello. We never know where they call from. Hello.
Oh, is that Melissa? Who is this?
No, it's Suzanne.
Oh, it's Suzanne. A different Suzanne.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Hi, Suzanne.
It sounded a lot like her voice.
Yeah, at first you sounded like one who calls us near the end of it, our
all
show.
All right. Well, hey, welcome, Suzanne.
Yeah. What brings you to the show?
I thought I would ask you about love life.
Love life.
Oh, love life.
Great. And you have been very patient, and we appreciate that.
And what is your first name, please?
Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne. I'm sorry.
It's been a long show. We're like almost hour and a half in. So
now let me ask
forgive
you,
us.
Do you have any possibles?
Yeah.
I mean, are there ones that you...
Prospects.
Yeah. Anybody?
At the moment, no.
At the moment, no. Okay. All right.
So the playing field is clear.
And, you know, it helps your reading either, no matter what your answer was, it helps for your reading. It'll make it more clear. Because if you had some, then she would like to know that while she's putting the cards.
Have you been, I don't know how to word it. Single?
Are you putting yourself in the field? Or are you just kind of doing your own thing, waiting to see what comes
along? Do you pick up anything for the past?
What does that mean, from the past? Are you thinking like a previous?
Somebody who came into your life?
Somebody from the past?
Just quite open to whatever you pick up.
Okay.
Have you called us before? Have we talked to you? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, that might be too general for me to pick up on.
Well, at least you got the love part. So, and she'll see if she sees something from the past coming back again, she'll take a look for that.
Yeah, that's where I'm wondering if that's the question.
Well, it was both. It was kind of love life, whatever you see, past, present, future. What do you see?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm glad that we pared that down because, yes, there is one from the past.
Well, there you go.
Who, and you know, can you tell us a little bit about this past partner?
Maybe there's more than one. Can you narrow it down?
Well, the one I'm looking at here is somewhat dark complected and very handsome. And things did not go well. But what they're showing is from being not with you, they have realized they love you very much.
Probably hoping that they can get another shot, what you're thinking.
Get another shot. So
does that ring a bell?
That's interesting. That's interesting.
And I think you'll probably, I want you to look at this, Jim.
Why?
Because there are other men here.
But when she has no prospects, I guess that's not surprising that there could be a lot of
potential
people that could
along.
Come in, come out. They might not be the ones, but there could be some people that might
but
show up.
But she really figures. And when a person is characterized as a spade, these are individuals that often are, well, they usually are, and right and wrong, black and white. There's like not a whole lot of gray for them. They make awesome lawyers. They're great in medicine and science, but they're not like super emotional. They're more analytical, we'll say. Okay. So this is somebody though from the past. This could be quite some time ago that really wants
That's
to come
interesting.
Back and will make contact with you. And
how would that be? Yeah, that'd be interesting. How would that be?
How would they contact you?
Yeah.
Geez, there's so many methods of communication now.
Especially nowadays, the internet. You can damn near find anybody unless they're really trying to stay hid.
Yes. I mean, you've got all these social platforms. It depends on when I'm seeing a serendipitous moment coming between the two of you. Kind of like you turn a corner and you go, oh my God, look who's standing here in front of me. And it would be sort of like that is what I think. Or getting a like a message and being like, oh my gosh, haven't heard from this one in a long time. So but he is sincere.
So she's probably going to be taken back, like, wow.
I think so, too.
Like, holy crap.
And it is.
I haven't even thought about that person for forever.
It's real love. And that's the thing I've noticed so often, especially with men, because men tend to have a disconnection a lot of times emotionally. But when they have parted from somebody, it can take years, but they will realize how they really feel. And that's when you're getting a man who wants to be a better man. So I like your cards, but I'd like to not be, in such a rush like we are right now.
Yeah, we have like less than 5 minutes left, but stand by for your rebel card reading.
All
the
right.
Subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. Now, you have to figure that might apply to this new person. Maybe right now it means nothing, but keep that in the back of your mind whenever somebody comes along.
And I didn't see your reaction, so it could mean, oh, God, no.
You're right. It could mean that person may come along and be like, negative, Ghost Rider. But keep calling because we do lots of shows.
Yeah, we love that.
Lots and lots.
It builds on the previous readings, so more clarity.
Yeah, your readings will get better each time. They will get better each time.
And folks, remember, if anybody needs me in a hurry for a session, I can be found on heal.me. It's a weird URL.
Yeah, a lot of times you can just put heal me or heal.me in the Google search and it'll take you to the right place.
It will.
Don't try to manually type it in.
So thank you so much, Suzanne. I'd love to talk with you some more.
Yep.
So please call us again.
Don't be a stranger. We won't.
All right, take care. All right, I guess it's our time now to go.
The time has come.
Yes.
I'm going to turn this down.
But we'll be here Monday on News for the